Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Second and nine. Jalen Warren back in. Down the sideline. Pickens makes the grab, and he goes in for the touchdown. 36 yards. Made a big play earlier, but was called back for offensive interference.
I had a really solid exit meeting with GP, and I can tell you that he has a desire to be great. He has a desire to be great here. We have a desire for him to be great and to be great here. We'll, with respect to the contract, you know, we won't discuss that publicly, and you know, usually those things are addressed at a later date.
Second and 10, Pittsburgh 4, Wilson end zone shot, Pickens! Got it! Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
Mike, is there any accuracy to the report that Pickens was late on Christmas Day to the game against the Chiefs?
Man, that's a few days back. I really don't know I have the answer to that, to be quite honest with you. I got a lot going on in pregame. I can't answer that definitively.
Just keep grinding. Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
You know, you just got to grow up, man. It's an emotional game, man. These divisional games are big. He got a target on his back because he's George. He understands that. But he's got to grow up. He's got to grow up in a hurry.
Second and nine. Jalen Warren back in. Down the sideline. Pickens makes the grab, and he goes in for the touchdown. 36 yards. Made a big play earlier, but was called back for offensive interference.
Earlier this season, you know, you've had some questionable penalties called on you. You've had some plays just kind of not go your way. Do you feel like you've gotten better at handling that kind of stuff and, you know, just dealing with the ebbs and flows of a game?
Nah, I wouldn't really say that. That's all on the refs. So that should show you where the refs are this season.
You know, we just wanted to kind of minimize his reps in an effort to get more productivity. You know, we just trying to rep manage in terms of the totality of the big picture. He wasn't less of a focal point in terms of our intentions of what we wanted to do offensively, but we did want to cut his reps a little bit in an effort to get higher quality play, just in general.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, you know, TJ or Cam, come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
Todd.
Oh, Todd, bringing it all home.
What are you doing?
Just incredible. The news comes this morning. I'm reveling in the Warriors' win from last night with Pat Spencer at point guard. I'm wondering about the video that surfaced with a pirate usher and a fan getting into it. The video I saw, I'm on Team Usher in this one, but I don't think that headlines that say Pirates usher beats fan with a belt does anybody any favors, especially not the Pirates. They suspend the usher. I thought the bigger punishment, Bob, would have been to give him season tickets. But anyway, the Pirates have to be the happiest people in town with this Pickens news. Incredible.
We won't talk about last night's game probably for a while.
No, so. Or the usher and fan situation. There he goes. George Pickens. Mike Tomlin ignored the warning signs coming into the draft. And we've gone over this many, many times in 2022. I think Tomlin thought that he had outsmarted the rest of the league by taking Pickens 52nd. Bruce Feldman of The Athletic reported at that time going into the draft that this dude had more red flags around him than the old Soviet Union, Bob. He had scouts. He had personnel people saying, I wouldn't touch this guy. He's been enabled his whole life. And the thinking went, as it often erroneously does, that in Pittsburgh, guys will find themselves, guys will thrive. Potentially problematic players will be put in line by the culture here, when in fact, the exact opposite is true. They'll be emboldened and enabled by the culture here. And that's exactly what happened with George Pickens. That's the story to me, is that Mike Tomlin ignored the warning signs, enabled George Pickens the whole way, and this is what he got. His team moving on from Pickens before, I think, an expected implosion in camp or in the season. However, Bob, you, Jason Mackey, might be correct. Maybe this was the wrong thing to do. I know you wanted them to keep Pickens. Jason Mackey wrote this, I think, yesterday, that keeping Pickens was the way to go, that you're leaving yourself short, not taking advantage of a situation with all this talent. What's your take on it today? Should they have kept him?
Well, I say that based on what I thought their plan was for this year, which is you have, at some point, a 41-year-old quarterback coming in, trying to get as much out of him as you can, on a team that has aging stars. They're trying to win as soon as they can. And if you look at George Pickens, you can say what you want about all that, and I agree. He's immature, he's entitled, and that's a problem. However, in 3 years in Pittsburgh, you had 15.4 yards per catch, you had 18.1, 15.3, almost 1,200 yards in 2023. He has the potential still to be a difference maker. And I thought, paired with DK Metcalf, that those two, you know, regardless of what the contract says, because, you know, that's going to be a problem one way or the other at the end of it. I thought they'd pair them together for the same reason they're bringing in Rodgers, for the same reason they keep TJ, and they have Minka and Cam. They're trying to suck something out of this before it's too late. Now, having said that, I still believe they're on the lookout for another wide receiver here, and it may be via trade. We talk about trades leading up to next year in the quarterback. How about a trade to acquire an established wide receiver now who may be under contract?
Who can
complement? I don't know. I'm just saying. DK Metcalf plus somebody else. There's rumors that Alan Lazard is not happy in New York and that Aaron Rodgers would like to play with him. How about Alan Lazard coming here in a trade with the Jets? There are things out there that could happen, plus a lot of free agents. What I'm saying to you is they probably came to the conclusion that they have something else in the works, and they're not going to deal with his contract at the end of the season or during the season, because, as you correctly say, George Pickens could be a real pain to deal with. And if he decides to hold out, not show up, pout, that can affect everything that happens this year. But as far as the pure talent, that's why I wanted him to stick around to compliment Metcalf.
Yeah, man. Nobody denies the talent. And at times he was quite productive. But I don't think you win with guys like that. I mean, I could sit here for an hour. Late to the Chiefs game on Christmas Day, Ray Fittipaldo reporting that he's late to a lot of things. Tomlin, of course, enabled all that. My God, he blocked. If Pickens blocked for his teammates the way that Tomlin blocked for Pickens, they would have called him Hines Ward Jr. limits. I mean, that's all Tomlin did his whole career, is run interference for this guy. Couldn't even admit he benched him in the Cowboys game. He delivered some load of crap about snap management. You just heard the clip. Tomlin couldn't even acknowledge that he was indeed late for a Christmas Day game when Benzie dropped in from the top rope. And Bob, I can also talk about his refusal to block at the goal line in Indy.
Oh, there's a lot, right.
Then explain it away by saying, I didn't want to get injured. How do you think that plays in a locker room? Wearing the F word on his face in the Cowboys game on national television and having Art II just sit there and watch the game and not order him to remove it. Jogging on routes in that game. Choosing to pick a fight rather than do his job on the final play in Cleveland. not moving at all on what became an end zone interception against the Chiefs, all the in-game tantrums, fighting with his own fans, fighting with the other team's fans, having his teammates and former Steelers take shots at him left and right. It was all just sort of missed by Mike Tomlin. Everything's okay here. You remember 12 games into his career, 12 games in, this dude felt enabled to scream on the sidelines, Atlanta, throw me the break blanking ball. That's what he was screaming. So that was his first babysitting mission, where Cam Hayward had to take time out of what he was doing to babysit little George on the sidelines. And then Tomlin, after the game, you might remember his quote from after that game when people said, what about George on the sidelines? I'm not going to make that a negative, no matter how silly I think the commentary is. I laugh at that. Well, Bob, nobody's laughing now, especially not Mike Tomlin, because this dude, not only did he not make it to a second contract, he didn't make it past his first contract, to his first contract. I actually credit the Steelers for moving on from this pending implosion, but I discredit them greatly for ignoring all the red flags back in 2022. But nobody denies Pickens' talent. He may go to Dallas and flourish. I don't think so. I'm with the scout who said he's been enabled his whole life. I wouldn't touch him. I think he's addition by subtraction.
Well, I would classify it as that also. But again, I think there's a larger part of this that we're going to have to wait on to see what happens. I don't know that they would have done this if they didn't have something else they thought was in the works that could help them. Because again, the whole idea was to have a one and a two, unlike what they had last year with Pickens and Van Jefferson. That was just not good enough and never was going to be good enough, whether you put Scotty Miller, Ben Skowronek, any of these guys. You still need help there. I don't know what Roman Wilson is. I don't know. I know, you know, Calvin Austin's on his way up. He's playing very well. But you need more than that. And there's one injury away from being completely naked at that position. So to me, there's something else in the
works.
Well,
I mean, you mentioned Alan Lazard. What's the difference between him and Robert Woods? An aging, unproductive veteran.
Okay, but I think Rodgers has some history there. I'm looking at connections and trying to connect dots. That's all. There are free agents out there. There's Amari Cooper. There's Keenan Allen. You can do other things. If it got to the point, maybe they know they tried to do something with a deal with him, and then they got the indication that he wasn't going to be happy with any of it. And then I don't know the inner workings. All I know is they're better with Pickens and Metcalf than they are without Pickens right now. Did that change?
That's where we disagree. I think it's addition by subtraction.
I'm talking strictly by talent. That's all. I think George Pickens could have had a whale of a year here if he had just matured,
gotten out of his own
and
way.
And again, I thought maybe somebody in his camp would tell him, you have so much to lose and a lot to gain here, so you better just go and play.
I don't think anybody's told George Pickens that his whole life. Again, I'm with
the
scout.
Well, then shame on him.
He's
going to go to Dallas in the same exact
that.
Position because now he's behind at number one. He's not going to get – if he wants them to – and do you think Dallas would actually sign him before he gets to be a free agent?
I have no idea what they're going to do, but they just inherited a problem. 412-928-9370. We'll just open up the old lines here with some old school sports talk radio off the top presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. For me, almost all you need to know is that Max Starks, we know him as a very intelligent and mild-mannered man. Do we not, Bob? Max Starks, he's as good as it gets. Yeah,
he really is. Very good at breaking down stuff, too.
He went on the Steelers flagship station. On the Steelers flagship station, and said of Pickens, and I quote, this was early last season, I need wide receivers to stop thinking they're bigger than the game itself. We all know who that wide receiver is. He needs to grow up and stop pouting. Oh, my God. Think about that. Chris Hoke on our station last year says that Mike and Omar really need to think about this because this dude is not putting forth the effort, plain and simple. He said it plain.
Chris on our postgame shows was always into that. He doesn't deny the talent, but he said all that other stuff. And Chris is one of those meat and potato guys. He wants you to do as all those guys did back in those Super Bowl championship teams.
Right.
And I get that.
Yeah, and his current teammates wanted the same thing instead of having babysitting duties all game, every game. Pat Freiermuth, you might remember after the Dallas debacle last year, was asked about his own lack of targets. And I quote, "I trust the coaching staff and what they're doing. Everyone can bitch and complain about the lack of targets, but it's the stuff you do without the ball. That's what leaders do and what good teammates do. Bob, I don't think we need a linguist or some other professional to interpret who he was talking about there. Do right. you?
No, absolutely. And all there's a ton of negativity that comes with him, and it is, if you're looking at strictly by what, again, if you look at what he's done, he should have been gone even before this. I was surprised they didn't trade him before, but once they didn't, I thought, okay, now they're banking on him having a proper response to this and taking advantage of DK Metcalf and what the opportunities from that will give him.
Do you think Tomlin has finally seen the light with this guy, or do you think that this trade might be an indication that he was overruled in a situation where Art, for example, who's really the only person who could overrule Mike, said, no, we're getting rid of this guy?
I think Mike would be on board with it because he, despite what he's said over the years, he knows what he's dealing with him. But I think I also know well enough that he thought the talent was just, you know, through the roof and that he
it
could
was,
get that
yeah.
talent to a level. Now, it never went to the level I'm sure he thought.
Right.
So maybe they just came to that conclusion. But again, I thought this, the proper, you know, if you were going to make this trade before the draft, right, or if you thought you could make it, then you would have drafted another wide receiver, I thought.
Yeah, that's
back,
a curious part of it, yeah, for sure.
So maybe something has triggered them this time that, okay, we'll do it, but we know something else is coming. So that's the only conclusion I can make.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I think
you want to go in with what they have in wide receiver?
I'd rather go into battle with anybody but George Pickens. That's
what
I'd rather
wide
do.
They have Metcalf, Austin,
and they brought in Woods. You mentioned Lazard. I think Woods and Lazard are two of the same.
Well, they're hoping that Roman Wilson can be the guy.
And maybe Roman Wilson. That's four.
Yeah, but that's, again, you're very naked in that position. If
I agree with that, but it's still better without Pickens.
Yeah, but if you have Aaron Rodgers here, is it? You need targets. You need guys.
Have you watched Aaron Rodgers with his receivers?
Their plan is, if that is their plan, then now you can also, if you want to really go into this, and I don't think this is the case, but you can come to the conclusion that maybe things have changed with the Rodgers situation, and then they decided, okay, we're just going to move on and go with Mason. I don't think that's the case, but I'm just, you know, you can look at this and come to that,
yeah,
conclusion, right?
You could. For sure, but I still think Rodgers will be here. And if you think, or if anybody thinks, it would have gone well with Aaron Rodgers, Pickens, and Metcalf, I would just suggest you look at history for two of the three guys involved anyway, maybe three of the three. Go ask Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson what they think of Aaron Rodgers. Garrett Wilson was going to ask out of New York. That was according to Rich Cimini, who coaches the team. I would imagine because he thought that Rodgers played favorites or that Rodgers, you know, just didn't want him. You know what I mean? And Mike Williams is the guy who got called out publicly and ripped by Rodgers. So the notion that Rodgers and Pickens would have been a match made in heaven.
I never said that.
No, I know.
I said not you.
But the notion from anybody that would have been a good pairing. I just think is incredibly misguided. I don't think it would have been. I think it would have been an unmitigated disaster.
Well, again, I think there's another step to this, and we'll find out in time what that may be.
412-928-9370. I didn't even get to the half of it. What about the Bengals game at the end of the year last year? Might have been the worst game for a wide receiver in the history of the Steelers.
But that was the worst game for the offensive coordinator and the quarterback.
Well, if the receiver hadn't dropped balls
But they were playing that game in a level of quicksand that I haven't seen for a team that needed to win. I mean, it was just...
Yeah, largely because of him.
Okay, but I think largely because of what they chose to do in the offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Planning of a game. It just wasn't good.
All right, Limits. Shall we? Let's hit the phones early here. George Pickens on his way to Dallas. I believe, Bob, the Cowboys have tweeted this out, so that makes it official. And the official deal is what, Limits? A third-round pick and what else?
It's George Pickens and a 2027 six-rounder from the Steelers going to Dallas for a 2026 third and a 2027 fifth-round pick.
I guess GP had a good meeting with Omar after the season, but GP now stands for gone promptly.
That's one of those things when you hear all the comments, you have to really just consider them with a grain of salt because they're just, you never know what the real stuff going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because you keep all these comments and then you can play them back and it never adds up.
All right, who do we have?
Let's begin with Zach in New Kensington.
Hello, Zach.
Oh, hi. Lead off batter. Okay.
Yes, you are. You better be better than what? Cruz is playing well, so I'm not going to say that, but you better be better than the previous 10 they've used at lead off.
Oh, hello, guys. Big fan. May I say, good riddance. I would cut my nose off in a second to spite my face to not live with this pain anymore. I hate daddy ball. And anytime I hear someone's dad is involved in NFL football, get him out. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that story, Bob.
Yeah, right?
Well, a lot of dads are wrong. I remember Devin Bush's father was very, very loud every time.
See ya.
Yeah. Well, he's got other problems to worry about.
That's with Deion Sanders. And then may I just put in this side note? They traded Randy Moss when he was 29 years old. Or I think it was a fourth or fifth round pick. And nobody ever regretted that. He never won a Super Bowl. So I'm not the least bit upset. You get what you can while you can. And then just one last note. Joe, are you a little bit upset that the Lakers didn't make it to the next round and we didn't see Steph Curry and LeBron? I know Austin City Limits always blocks me from talking basketball.
No, not really. But we're talking George Pickens right now. And he never made it past any round, Bob. Again, he's a guy you don't win with. He wasn't the single reason they never won, but you don't win with him.
But here's the thing. He's also part of a draft class now that has virtually nothing left in it. And, you know, I always talk about second contracts to first-round picks. He wasn't a first-round pick, but I'm sure when they, you know, especially after 2023, they thought this guy was going to get a second contract. But that's the way it goes. And that's not a good indication of how things are going. Because 2022, the first two picks now are gone. Kenny Pickett and George Pickens. Uh-huh. And I think DeMarvin Leal was in that draft. And, you know, he's not played the way they thought he would play.
You're right about that. That draft was an unmitigated disaster. And honestly, should have been a fireable offense or should be for Mike Tomlin. Honestly, should be. That was Kevin Colbert's last draft. That's Mike Tomlin choosing, hand-picking Kenny Pickett. And betting on George Pickens. And then after that, it's DeMarvin Leal, Calvin Austin, Connor Hayward, Mark Robinson, and Super Bowl champion Chris Oladokun. And that is a blanking disaster that sets a franchise back. Kevin Colbert's a Hall of Famer, but his last draft here was a disaster. And we know that Mike has the last word on draft picks. And we know that Mike chose Kenny Pickett and George Pickens. It's just simple. And my God, look at that draft, Bob.
Yeah, it's been, it handicaps you because the positions that you drafted in the hopes to solidifying longer term now need to be redrafted, which takes your attention away from other positions that really do need help. And so now, and this is the quarterback situation in a nutshell.
Not only that, but the position that, the whole idea here was to build a Tomlin defense and have him run it. This is his idea, of course. I'm going to run the highest paid defense in the NFL, and we are going to be dynamic defensively. And then we're going to replenish offensively up front, receiver, running back, tight end, all of it. That's why we got Kendrick Green and Dan Moore, Kenny Pickett as our guy, George Pickens, Calvin Austin, Najee Harris, Chase Claypool. That's going to be, we're going to have a young sort of mistake-free, tough-winning offense to go with our dynamic defense, and it all went to you-know-where, Bob. It all went to you-know-where, and now they have to start replenishing the defense because it's getting old and battered.
Well, that's my point, and that's one of the reasons why they took Jack Sawyer when they did. It wasn't a pressing need, but I get it. That's, you know, but the problem is, you know, at times, you know, in a little bit of time, they're going to need some help there. So, you know, the bottom line is they still got a roster that is flawed in many ways, and they're going to try to figure out how to deal with it, but it is flawed in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, this was a disaster. At times, George Pickens was spectacular. We all know that, but that draft and the rebuilding of an offense didn't work, you know, just to put it flatly. It didn't work. And that falls on Mike Tomlin by far more than any other person. And not just the personnel choices. But again, Bob, this whole idea, you know, I'm sure we had people when Pickens got drafted. Oh, he's going to the perfect place. He's going to the perfect place there in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin. They'll get him in shape right away. Yeah, because that worked out real well with Antonio Brown, Santonio Holmes, Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and Martavis Bryant, right?
So many that you list, and very similar in not only their potential, but also their problems.
Yeah, and part of the story is Tomlin, especially with Antonio Brown, got a ton out of him before he imploded. But the real story is once all of those guys started to show signs of going south, Tomlin could not retrieve any one of them, and they traded every single one of them. So instead of having this environment, this culture shape up these guys, again, it emboldens and enables them to the point where they become such a problem that they trade every single one of them. Some later in their careers, like Antonio, some very early, like Deontay and Chase Claypool and Martavis Bryant, and now George Pickens. I'd say the evidence is pretty irrefutable. Somebody should tell Art. Next.
Here is Mark in Forest Hills.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. What's up, Mark?
Good. Hey, so much that I want to talk about. But, Bob, you said, you know, this makes you think that the Steelers are working on something else, you know, bringing in another wide receiver. For me, my initial reaction was they didn't complete this deal with the draft. We heard the rumors were happening, right? All the national reporters were commenting, Steelers and Cowboys and trade talks. For me, I think it's happening now because I think Aaron Rodgers has told them he's not coming here.
Well, I threw that out as a possibility, but I still don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
No, but I think you can make that conclusion, but I don't think that's the case. But if certainly it makes sense, if it happens, you'd look back and say, okay, now they're deciding, you know, we're not going to win here. We have Mason Rudolph and we have Will Howard, basically. So
don't forget about Skylar Thompson.
Skylar Thompson's, you know, right. He has NFL experience. So, but yeah, you can make that conclusion. Absolutely. I don't think it's the right one, but yeah.
Wouldn't that be interesting if that was the case?
I just think the timing of it, right? Why did this happen 2 weeks ago as opposed to today? I think Rodgers let them. That's the only thing.
Especially since they did not draft Mark. They didn't even draft a wide receiver. If you had taken another wide receiver at some point, you would have thought,
But I'm still far from shocked about this. I mean, there's been George Pickens trade talks.
I'm shocked at the timing of it. That's what I'm shocked.
Same. That's exactly what I reacted to.
I'm not. I still thought they were going to trade this guy. If not now, then in camp. I just think they finally see what most of the rest of the world sees, is that this was headed for disaster. George Pickens, with everything you've seen, if I told you after last season, the way that ended, and I said, what's your name again, sir?
Mark.
If I told you, hey, on top of all this, they're about to take away George Pickens' job and his money and give both to another man, would you have said, well, you know what? He's going to finally see the light and show up and realize it's his contract year and accept all that?
No chance with Pickens. No, listen, I love the deal. I think, to your point, Joe, I think this makes sense from a team chemistry, from a team formation perspective, no doubt about it. As you said, you can't win with characters like Pickens.
We have these discussions about baseball just the other day, how we were all yearning for talent over, you know, basically character. You don't need leaders, you just need talent. Who cares what they do? There is a fine line there. And again, I thought if they were going to trade George Pickens, and we talked about this on our Showdown show and also Nightly Sports Call, I thought they would give it a shot, see how he handled it, and then at the trade deadline figure something out. If they decided it wasn't good enough, then they'd make a move. But if not, then they'd keep him and just deal with a compensatory acquisition after that. But I just didn't see it happening now.
Next. Oh, sorry. Is he still there, Limits? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry to interrupt you. No, that's exactly it, Bob. Is by all indications, they wanted to go into this season with Pickens and Metcalf with Rodgers, right? That's what we kept hearing, and I think that was their plan. And something has happened
they were known to be talking to the Cowboys at the draft. I didn't read Omar's comments or Art's comments as they're planning on having George. Their comments were very cryptic, very, very sort of guarded. And Art even said this kid's got some growing up to do, you know? I never read it as, yeah, this is the plan. I was always suspicious, and I was going to be right until he suited up for the season opener. And then, like you said, Bob, even beyond. But if you had asked me last week the odds on trading Pickens, I still would have said 50-50. Could be any day. They don't want to go to camp with this problem. I didn't think they would.
I still think there are many layers to this, and we're going to find out in the weeks ahead just what actually happens and why it happened now and if there's any tie to the quarterback situation.
All right. Open lines here. Big news.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.